the rest of the story. In this particularly hot sweatshop, there was one particularly cold place. Little Jane was 4 years young, only one among dozens of children laboring there. And she feared that cold place more than anything else in the world. What was in the box? Well, it was a huge black box, a cube with 6 foot sides, mounted on large rubber-tired wheels. There was only one way in or out of the black box, a heavy, soundproof door with a lock on it, the key to which was kept in the possession of the sweatshop taskmaster. There was a solitary window also. It was small, made of thick glass. It could not be opened and was covered by an opaque curtain from the outside. The other children had told Little Jane in fearful tones what was inside that black box. Nothing. No hint of the world beyond its walls, only pitch dark and horrible silence. Quite in fact, there was something inside that ominous enclosure, an immense block of ice. It served two purposes: to cool what little air there was in the box's unventilated interior, and to intensify its prisoner's punishment. The latter, in effect, was diabolical. For only three options confronted the unfortunate child who found himself or herself thus imprisoned for long hours at a time: to stand alone in the dark, or to lie down in the cold, ever-expanding puddle produced by the melting ice, or to sit on the ice block itself. In any case, the result was always torture and often illness. And what earned a child such a terrifying sentence? Very little, indeed. A minor misbehavior, an inexact execution of an instruction, practically anything less than perfection. Of course, sweatshop employers continually threatened that telling any outsider about the black box was the surest way to get put back in. So the children's parents, who were not permitted on the work site, were also kept in the dark. It was only a matter of time, the other children warned Little Jane, before she would be incarcerated in that cold, quiet, intolerable prison. And one day, she was. The experience was every bit as awful as she had been told to anticipate, as was the next time she was locked inside, and the next time, and the next. And after several such punishments, she emerged shivering with a serious ear infection. Little Jane even risked more of the same by eventually confiding in her mother. But the latter, unable even to imagine such cruelty, cast the story aside as the flagrant invention of her precocious young daughter. And yet, once upon an unreported crime, there was an industry that put four-year-olds to work for long hours and low pay and under unforgivable conditions, a sweatshop whose operators even managed artfully and routinely to keep child welfare workers at bay. And you, sitting there in the dark, looking up at the big silver screen, you never learned about the secret abuses behind those shining performances. You never saw the fear behind the gunpoint smiles of child actors in the 1930s. Child actors like Jane. Shirley Jane Temple? Shirley Temple? Shirley Temple. Now you know the rest of the story.